You're listening to Startup Acquisition Stories, a podcast featuring the stories of startup founders and buyers who have successfully gone through an acquisition process using Acquire.com, the world's number one startup acquisition marketplace. To date, Acquire.com has helped thousands of startups get acquired and facilitated hundreds of millions in closed deal volume. Here's your host, Andrew Gostecki.
All right. I'm here with Martin, the founder of Fans Metrics, who recently got acquired for seven figures. I'm excited for this one. Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, Andrew. Thank you for the invite. I've been like watching Acquire.com since it was microacquire.com, so like a few years ago, and happy to be here.
Right on. Well, hey, so for people that may not know you, do you want to give a brief introduction of yourself?
Sure. So I will try to be like very concise. I'm 22 years old. Started my coding journey when I was probably 13, 14. And then like as the time went on, I moved to more like a business side, where I tried to build products that actually make money, because, you know, like a lot of developers just want to build stuff, but never actually monetize it. It's just cool for them to build. So when I was probably 20, I started fansmetrics.com, which is to this day, it's biggest OnlyFans search engine. And then when I was 22, I sold it to a German company, which noticed it through acquire.com. Well, I think it was microacquire.com back then.
Same thing. We just dropped the micro. So you're telling me at age 22, you sold a business for seven figures.
Yeah.
Wow. Congrats. All right. So I'm excited to dive into this one. Tell me more about Fans Metrics. What made you decide to start the business in the first place?
Yeah. So I started it when I was 20, probably like 2 days before Christmas. So I was just like randomly browsing Twitter and then noticed like some OnlyFans link. So I was curious because, you know, like the adoption curve of any technology goes like first is adult industry and then it's like anything else. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. Like a lot of links are popping up. I see a lot of like girls on Instagram having their link in bio with OnlyFans. So I was curious, like, okay, how much these do girls make on OnlyFans? So I made like a website which looked a lot like Excel sheet. So you just had like their profile picture, their username, and then estimated earnings. So let's say you had who was popular back then, I think like Bella Delphine. You had her profile picture, her username, like Bella Delphine, and then how much is she making? That was just like a stupid guesstimate, a simple like algorithm that multiplied number of her subscribers by her subscribe price and then like multiplied by 1.3 or something like that. Very stupid. And I posted the link to the site on Hacker News, and I went to sleep. Over the night, like 10,000 people came to the site. It was crashing like all the time because the server couldn't handle it. It was just free Heroku server. And I was like, okay, this is like actually something that interests people. So I just like thought nothing of it because like a lot of sites just pop up and then go nowhere. But for the next week, like every day, probably 200, 300 people came to the site every day. And by the next weeks, it was just like growing and growing and growing. But then a lot of models are just starting emailing me like, hey, I don't want my earnings on this site. Can you please take it down? And I was like, okay, sure. But a lot of people are like using the site to search for new models because there was probably 10,000 models on the site, which was just like scraped from OnlyFans. So I added like a simple search bar, like search for OnlyFans models, and people started using that like crazy. And then they were like sharing it on Reddit, sharing it on Twitter, like everywhere. And other people just started coming in. Then the SEO started kicking in because I made like individual profile pages for each OnlyFans model, like her landing page. And I started ranking for that on Google. And probably within a year, around 1 million people came to the site every month. And at the peak of it, there was probably like 6 million people visiting the site every month. So
wow.
That's like the story, how it started, how it went, and what was the like big moment.
Nice. Was there like, so that's some crazy traffic. So 1 million visitors a month. I'm looking at the financials and it looks like, you know, you were definitely doing, you had strong product market fit with great profit margins. How big was your team? Was it just you that built this?
Yeah. I coded like everything, took care of the infrastructure, basically all technical stuff was on me. And then I had to
so just to pause on that. So you sold this business for seven figures and it was just you.
Yeah, you can say that. Like, there were other contractors who like wrote blogs for me, so I.
But you didn't have like a team or anything like that.
No.
Wow, that is impressive, especially at 22. Good for you. Love it. Tell me, was there ever a moment when you kind of sat back and you're like, you know, I'm really onto something. Maybe it was when you launched it. Was there a moment when you felt like you really found product market fit?
Honestly, I didn't like had a moment of like epiphany, like this is something that could be big. It was just like growing steadily, and by steadily I mean it was like 50% month over month growth, which is like pretty big. But no, there wasn't like a moment like, okay, this could be huge. I used to have a job when I started it. But when I made my first like $1,000-$1,500 from the site, I quit the job. I told my boss that like, hey, I will finish all the work that we like agreed to for me to still to do. And then I'm gonna go work on this. That was probably like a moment when I switched to thinking like, okay, I actually want my own company that will like make me $5,000 a month. Maybe, and I will be okay with that. But the demand obviously was like very high. So I just kept going, and it worked.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez. So in terms of, so everything's going well with the business, it's profitable, it's growing. You clearly have product market fit. What made you decide to sell the business?
So what made me sell was like the buyer came. The great companies are, I'm not saying this is like a great company, but great companies, my ex-boss told me like the great companies are bought, not sold. So when they like started reaching out, like, okay, I want to buy this. I have an OnlyFans agency and we want to use this site to promote only our models and no one else. I was just talking to the people like, okay, cool. Like, what is your like price target? How much would you pay for it? How would you grow it, etc. But it's obviously best to have like multiple people interested, so you are not just like hanging like fixated on one buyer. So I listed on acquire.com, this site like fansmetrics.com, and also one SaaS product that was ofautofollower.com. And then like a few people reached out and I talked to them, made some letters of interest. And after that, I closed with one German company that like the site fitted their portfolio perfectly because all they are doing is driving traffic to other sites. So what made me sell? Quick answer. They made a good offer.
That's, you know, one of the best reasons to sell. If you get an offer, you know, too good to turn down. Well, tell me like, okay, so you're 22 years old. You built this company in 2 years. And then you get what I assume to be millions of dollars wired to you. What did that moment feel like to you? Was it surreal?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing. I just wanted to. Okay, I had like a degenerate month, maybe two, but it wasn't like when the money hit the account. I wasn't like, oh wow, this is so cool. I just had like a degenerate month and then like went straight back to building, you know, ChatGPT, like AI stuff was popping back then. So I just got like into the build mode again.
That is awesome.
It wasn't like, yeah, it wasn't like, okay, I'm not going to work until end of my life. That would be like very boring for me. So I just continued.
Yeah, that's definitely a pattern I see with entrepreneurs is you sell a business and you start another one. That's what I did. And it sounds like that's what you're doing as well. How did you prepare for the acquisition? Or I guess put another way, you know, for other people that are looking to sell their businesses, what are like maybe some three tips that you wish you knew or you would give to, you know, other founders looking to sell on acquire.com, especially if they're looking to sell for, you know, potentially millions of dollars.
For the hundred millions of dollars, I don't know.
No, not hundreds of millions, just millions.
Oh, okay. I want to name like a few of my mistakes that I think I made. I didn't negotiate hard enough. That was probably the first mistake. I could definitely like sell it for much higher. Then have your like finances and that room in check. And the third one is, I don't know, like don't blow all the money within like short period of time. Like actually invest the money after you sell.
But I love all those tips. The second one, yes, like definitely if you want to maximize your exit, like prepare in advance, like have a clean P&L, put together, you know, common buyer questions that you know you're going to have. have asked in advance. So buyers have as much information as possible, put together a sim. These are all documents that, you know, we provide. And then one piece of advice, a mentor of mine.
Make it easy for them to buy, like one click checkout. That's probably like which one?
Yeah, exactly. Because when a lot of startups go to market, like it's so important to understand, like, your job when selling a business is to close that information gap. Like, a buyer knows nothing about your business and you want to give them as much information as possible so they're excited about your business, they're excited to get on a call with you. Because when you do that, you get, you know, multiple buyers interested, multiple offers, and then you could potentially, you know, increase your valuation that way. And then the last point, yeah, if you come into like a big windfall of money, one of my favorite pieces of advice is don't touch the money for a year. Just keep your living expenses the same. Just act like nothing happened. And then after a year, once it settles, because an entrepreneur's, you know, finances, it just goes like a straight line and then up. It's not like the steady line like you would with a job. So just don't spend money for at least 6 months to a year if you can. So you don't, like you said, blow all the money. I guess, you know.
I was lucky here because I had like a Eastern European childhood. So we are very like skeptical about the money all the time. So even when I got like the windfall, I was just like, okay, I'm going to give something to my mom. I'm going to give something to my grandparents. But then I'm like, I'm scared to spend this money. You know, I'm not used to like spending it all. So yeah, the last tip is like pretty important, at least to me.
That's awesome. That's rad. You help your family out. You know, I did the same. I had my uncle reach out for my first acquisition. He said, it's really easy to make money. And it's much harder to keep money, you know, because it's so easy to spend it. So I like that advice. In terms of just, you know, you accomplishing, you know, a seven-figure exit, you know, at the age of 22. I mean, what's next for you, Martin? Like, sheesh, I'm super impressed.
What's next? Definitely something in the AI. It's like a wave. I like to ride waves. And right now there are like two things I'm working on. Can I like plug this stuff, or you don't want to?
No, plug away and we'll put it in the show notes.
First one is fundsiq.com, which is like a CRM for primarily OnlyFans agencies, but we also have like Instagram and TikTok features. And the second one is fantasygf.ai, which is like an AI girlfriend site, which is more moderate compared to other competitors like DreamGF or Candy, because the girlfriends on their side, they are not like super eager to do everything you want. They're actually more like you have to build a relationship with them. You have to make them comfortable with you like a real girlfriend. So it doesn't just like do everything you want. You have to build the rapport. You have to build the like the relationship, and they are behaving more like a real girlfriend. So the main goal here is not to create like the degenerate generation of men, which just think like, okay, I can say anything to my girlfriend and it'll be okay. But actually simulate like a real world scenarios that that could happen.
Interesting. So it is wild where AI is going. I'm glad I'm married and I don't have to have like a digital girlfriend.
I've seen you sign up. Don't lie. I've seen you sign up.
No, you have not. But I guess, you know, last question is, what was your favorite part about the whole acquire.com experience?
Super easy. Like the interface is super easy. I don't know if you build it, but it's just like few inputs. You submit, you wait for like the approval. And then like, for example, signing NDA is very easy. People can pre-sign it. And then you can go on. And yeah, it's just super easy to like go through the process with the help of Acquire. Of course, it's not like 100% of the work is taken for granted, but it makes the process like much more easier. And also like the pool of the buyers, it's just much bigger. So the thing I mentioned, like you want to have multiple buyers, it's just much easier to go through, let's say, Acquire.com when there's already like a marketplace with buyers.
Yeah, I was gonna guess your favorite part was finding the buyer that made you a millionaire. But in terms of the product, to answer your question, no, I had no part. I'm actually not technical. My focus is mainly on sales and marketing. And I used to do product management, but not anymore. So full credit to my team for building the product. But
Martin, it's very good.
Well, Martin, this has been just awesome to hear. Congrats on everything you've accomplished, especially at age 23. I mean, geez. 7-figure exit. You know, looking forward to seeing your next companies grow and hopefully get you back on this podcast.
I hope we'll be back in a half year.
All right, man. Well, hey, I'm ready for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, cheers.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Startup Acquisition Stories podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, make sure to like and follow on your preferred channel. If you know a friend or colleague that's thinking about selling their startup and don't know where to start, please share it with them. For more information on Acquire.com and how we can help you start conversations with serious buyers with acquisition targets ranging from 50,000 up to 50 million or more, check us out at Acquire.com. We'll see you next time.